The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study about Caleb in the book of Joshua. We're going to be in Joshua chapter 14. I want to read quite a bit again today. And so if you have access to a Bible, go and pick it up and join us as we consider His Word today. I appreciate you listening. And I want to ask you to do something for us, if you would. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be having our Vacation Bible School here on the reservation. We call it Summer Bible Adventure. We're really looking forward to it. It's one of the biggest things that we do here on the reservation is our Vacation Bible School. And before COVID, we would have between 60 and 80 children here for our Bible school. Last year, just after COVID, we struggled to get 20. Now, we know the children are out there, and we know that they need the Lord. And I want to ask you to pray for us and pray for the children on the reservation here, on all the Seminole reservations. There are six of them here in the state. And so I'm asking that you'd pray for our Vacation Bible School. Maybe even stop right now and just say a short prayer that God would bless our Bible school, that we'd be able to reach many, many children for the Lord. Oh, how we need to reach these young people. And so pray for us, if you would. It'll be starting next week, and can be praying all this week and into next week, and I would appreciate it so much. Now, I want to encourage you to go look at our website. You can look at our ministry website here at bigcypress.us. Give it to you again, bigcypress.us, and it'll tell you a little bit about our ministry here. But also at the radio website, I would encourage you to go look at there, because we're now about halfway through this study in Joshua about Caleb. And you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at the website. Now, the radio website is considerhisword.org. Considerhisword.org. And if you go there, there will be many things you find there, resources for Bible study. But you'll also find the programs there. In fact, there's years worth of broadcasting there. You can go back and hear any of those about any time. Now, also, there's a link there that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. Love to know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And we send out these little prayer journals. Now, these are just little prayer notebooks that you can easily fit into a shirt pocket, fit into a purse or to a Bible case. And we send these out absolutely free. We don't pester you with emails or with any kind of other mail to raise money. We just don't do that. And so if you'll write to us either through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, that email, I only check it about every couple of weeks, so that might be the slower way to do it. Or you can just write to us here at the ministry. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290. Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give it to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's take a look at the life of Caleb. As I was reading in my devotions earlier this year, I came across this passage of Scripture and spent a lot of time thinking about it and kind of studying it. And so I want to read all of the passage here about Caleb. It's in Joshua chapter 14. I'm going to start reading at verse 6. And I read this, the last couple of broadcasts, but I want to read it again. I think it's important. The Bible says that then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again that it was as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. I want to go on just a little bit. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before it was Kirjath-Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. I don't know about you, but it just blesses me just to read that passage of Scripture. And did you notice that three times that it mentioned that Caleb wholly followed the Lord? And that's where we started, how that he was all in. He gave his life to the Lord. He gave his heart to the Lord. Now, if you remember, back when they had crossed the Red Sea and were beginning to go into the wilderness, they came to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And the children of Israel, under the leadership of Moses, God had told them, go in and spy out the land. So Moses sent 12 men in there to check it out. Now notice, they were just to go look at it. They were not supposed to make a decision about it. God didn't ask them to do that. And when they went in, they found it was a good land and that it was a fruitful land. But those Anakims, those giants were in there. And they said that we look like grasshoppers compared to these guys. And so 10 of them said, we can't do it. We cannot go in. But Caleb and Joshua said, we can do it. God will give us this land. God had promised us this land. And because they would not go in, God turned them out into the wilderness for 40 years. We call it the wilderness wanderings. Until that generation died off. And now they had crossed the Jordan River. They had gone into the promised land. They had been conquering in the promised land that God had given them. And now Caleb, as the wars began to kind of die down, and as they had taken possession of the promised land, Caleb said, I want this mountain. He had been committed to the Lord all of these years. 45 years, he said. So now he was 85 years old, and he said, I want that mountain that God has promised me. We used to sing a song that sounded a lot like that. And so Caleb was all in, and you see how he was committed to the Lord, that he said that he would wholly follow the Lord. And he had such great confidence that God would do what God said he would do. Now, I want you to notice today, especially, that by his faith and his trust in the Lord, that it gave Caleb a great amount of courage. First of all, courage to overcome those mountains. And you see it all through this passage of Scripture, how it seems like Caleb was not afraid of anything. And we read a couple of times about these Anakims. Those were the giants, and they were afraid of them, but not Caleb. He had a courage to go up and fight against them. I mentioned it a few minutes ago back in Numbers chapter 13. In verse 33, the Bible says, "And there we saw giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, so we were in their sight." And like David went up against Goliath, Caleb looked at those giants and he said, "God will give me this land." And so he had courage to stand up against these giants and against the enemy. He also had courage to stand up against the crowd. You know, the majority said, "We can't do this. We can't go in and take that. There's giants there and the cities are fenced and we cannot do it." And as a result, you know, they paid for that. But he stood up and he said, "We can go in. God has given this land to us." Now he's looking at Mount Hebron and saying, "I want that mountain, the mountain that God promised me." And so he had courage to overcome the crowd. He had courage to overcome the giants. He had courage to overcome all of the obstacles that is in his way. You know, here Caleb was in the crowd that left Egypt back in the day when God sent that, passed over the lamb that was slain, when they put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel, and God passed over them, and they escaped out of Egypt, the slavery of Egypt. And he overcome the obstacle at the Red Sea. And, you know, it's in a way, I kind of feel bad for Caleb because he had to go through that wilderness wandering. He was the only one. He and Joshua were the only ones who came out alive, not even Moses. Moses got to see the land, but he was not allowed to go into the land. And he had the courage all of those years. He said 45 years he crossed that Red Sea. He went into the wilderness. They came to the Jordan River, and there was another obstacle. And you know, Caleb didn't let any of those things get in his way. They faced the battles. Remember the battle at Jericho, where they marched around the city and the walls fell down. And then they went to a little place called Ai, and there they were defeated. Caleb would stand up and fight in every one of those wars. He had courage to overcome his advancing age. He was 85 years old. Boy, you know, a lot of people I know, by the time they get to 85, they just go and sit down in the recliner and watch TV. Maybe play golf, maybe not, I don't know. But Caleb, he was up and he was still going. I have such an appreciation for evangelists and missionaries and pastors that just stay in the work. And remembered a missionary yesterday that had passed away about 14 or 15 years ago. Ike Foster had been a missionary for many years in Korea. But you know, he stayed in the ministry until the day of his death. You know, the Bible doesn't say anything about retiring. And Caleb, although he was 85 years old, could probably find a place and sit down under a tree and said, "That's it, I'm done." But no. He had one greater obstacle, Mount Hebron. And he said, "God gave it to me." And even though he was 85 years old, he said, "I'm as strong as ever. I'm as strong as I was when I was a young man." And he said, "God promised me this land." When God makes a promise, you know what? He's going to give you the strength to see it through. And here he had given Caleb the strength to see it through. Remember in the New Testament, the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." What great courage Caleb had to go in and take that mountain from those giants. Thanks for listening today. God bless you. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.